Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1, streaming at newsdakota.com. And of course, you can listen back to podcasts if you want. You can search out KQDJ Podcasts and search there wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. It's all good. You'll find it there and you'll be able to listen back to any of the podcasts that we have. Well, we are pleased to be joined by a mom, Lori Prey. She's from Jamestown. We're going to talk about Head Start and the benefits of it. Lori, thanks for taking some time on this rainy day to come in here. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope it gets sunshine pretty soon because this is not good.
No, it's not. It's not. You know, we had such a great, you know, nice weather earlier this week, and now we're getting this rain and everything. But, you know, it's North Dakota. If you don't like the weather now, wait 5 minutes, right?
Right.
Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah.
Anyway, Lori, we're going to talk about Head Start. Now, how many children do you have?
Two? They're four and two.
Four and two. Okay. Boys, girls?
I have a girl that's four, and then my little guy's two.
Okay. All right. And so how long have your children been involved in the program Head Start?
This is actually just the first year.
Okay.
Audrey started in August.
Okay. So the first year of it. So tell me about it. Like, what is the program like? What do you like about it? Give me some info on it.
She goes half days, so she goes from about 7:45 till 11:30, and it's great. Like, she gets to go and they practice something in the morning. She gets breakfast there. They get a snack. They're outside towards the end of their day, and they're just busy all day doing different activities. It's fun for her. She enjoys it. She always tells me she has a really good day when she gets home. She likes hanging out with her friends. She's made quite a few of them. When they see them out at the grocery store now, she says, "That's my best friend from school."
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty exciting for her.
And this is a great, great program because it's really getting them ready for the next level of education, right?
Yes. Yes, very much. She's learned so much about writing. She can start writing her own name. So when your car is dirty, she'll write her A on every door, every panel you can imagine. So it's been a great for her to learn all kinds of stuff.
And she goes half day, right? Now, do they have like full and half day there?
They do. It's based off of child's needs and assessments and what the program allows. They have two half day classes and then there's one full day class here.
And then they have, like you said, they get fed there too. They have meals, right?
Yes. So she goes in the morning, so she gets breakfast and then a snack. And in the afternoon, if they go, they would get lunch and then a snack.
And plenty of time outside and all that good stuff, too.
Probably not for her because she's an outside girl, but she loves the 20-ish minutes that she gets outside every day. So it's great for her.
And so you have now your other child now. When do they start in the program? Like, what are the ages they can begin in it?
In her Head Start, actually, it's 3 to 5.
Okay.
But they do have an early Head Start program, too. That's 0 to 3. So they could even start, just newborns can start in that program if they can get accepted. And I, on policy council for me, and I learned that they actually do a prenatal class. So if you're pregnant right now, they can accept you into their program. And then if you get accepted, they kind of follow you through pregnancy, a delivery, birth, and then they can go on and like do their program from 0 to 3. And then you're kind of guaranteed a spot. So you have your kid in school from newborn up to 5. If that's what they need. So it's pretty amazing program. You can get started early and have that great benefit for your kid before they start kindergarten.
So Lori, if you were talking to other parents right now, they're thinking about maybe getting their kids involved in it. What would you tell them?
Sign up and do it. Yeah. It's definitely worth the commitment. Like once a month, they try to do a family activity and it's either sent home. So we have gotten spaghetti and that was fun for her to make it with us. We've also done a soup day. And they brought home a book about soup. So you got to read about soup. You got to make it actual soup. And so we got a sled, which didn't help a lot this winter, but we did get an amazing sled from them as well. And each month it's a different activity. Like last night, we just had a dance. So we went to Shady's and the kids got to dance the night away a little
wow.
bit. And they are all dressed up and got to see your friends outside of school. And she had a great time. There's a lot of kids there that had a great time.
So if you want to sign up your kids to it, how do you do it? Like, how do you do it?
You go online, and I'm not sure what the website is, or you can call Head Start, and they have applications at their Head Start office on like 6th Street Northeast or something like that. Their address is up there. You can fill out application for each kid online, or you can go in there and pick up a paper application. It's super easy. It really is just information about you, your household, your kids, what if they have services that they need, income requirements, but it's a great, easy process.
Super easy. And again, just to check it out, it's Community Action Region 6. If you check them out online, you'll find it and you'll be able to fill out that information. Anything else we should know, Lori?
Sign up. The teachers are great. You'll have lots of fun. They do lots of good activities. It's a great program. It really is amazing. And they have calendars every month that get sent home, give you ideas, stuff to do with your kids. It really is just fun for them to learn and watch them grow.
Perfect. Lori Prey from Jamestown, a mom, and talking about the benefits of Head Start. Lori, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.